Welcome to Company Showcase, an advertising feature on HowStreet.com.
I'm Jim Goddard. I'm speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. Welcome back to the show, Larry.
Thanks, Jim.
Larry, you had some news this week. What was it?
It was that we were doing a bunch of testing on scraps, and that was given to us by NDA partners. So we're excited about that. We're looking forward to the results, and it's all part of our program. As well as, of course, the black mass. And, you know, but it's moving on, Jim. The, interestingly, I want to talk about, all the traveling that, Zarco and Shaheem have been doing for the company in the last few weeks. And, first off, I'd like to point out that these are by invitation only, and, they're not, travel that is results of, you know, cold calls. We're invited. That's why we have the NDAs in place. And, they talk about the project. They talk about the, what's happening with the company and, what the financials look like. And, it's an exciting time for us.
Larry, can you maybe describe what the tests are doing and what you're trying to discover?
Well, the technology is working on, as I mentioned, scraps. And the black mass, we've had excellent results on those. We return those results to the NDA partners, and they can make up their decisions. But interestingly, the recent trip is in Miami, and that is showing a lot of interest in what we're doing in the process. And as a matter of fact, there were a couple of analysts that joined in and questioned the company. They seem to be well impressed. So we expect that somewhere along the line, once the name's changed, that maybe we'll get some reports from analysts, which is something that we've lacked. We've had a few, but they're sporadic. And now we're moving into a different arena. So it's a very exciting, Jim. It's an exciting time for the company and the shareholders. Certainly, I think I've already pointed this out, but I'll do it again. These are by invite only. They're not cold calls. They're not something that we initiated. They were initiated by other companies out there that have investors, and we talk to them. And I don't know how many dozens or hundreds of investors they've talked to in the last several weeks, but it's been a lot. So it's got to be good for the company, and what's good for the company is good for the shareholders. So, and we're not only talking to them, we're talking to suppliers of the material we need, whether it be scraps or whether it be black mass. We've tested those, and we've gotten good results. So we're up and away, and it's just one of those things that have caught up to us. We've kept our heads down and our asses up and did the work, and it's starting to pay off. And I think you'll see that coming in the near future. So, yeah, I couldn't be happier about the results. I couldn't be happier about the small crew that we've got working on the project. And I'm talking about the management crew, and they're all versed in what we're doing. They can all answer the questions. They all have the guidelines to where we're going, where we're heading. And now we've got some results out there that that the NDAs have when it comes to financials. So it's a great thing to have, and it's a great thing to be working on. Praise the our in-house management. I can't praise Cometco enough. It's you know, it's getting us where we wanted to go, and we've certainly kept our focus on the cathode, and especially the demonstration plant now. With the announcement yesterday of the demonstration plant, it makes a big difference in where we're heading and where we're at. So all I can tell you is that the company is being romanced on a daily basis, and I think the guys would like to sit down and catch up at doing some work at home, but that depends on what happens next week. So if there's more invitations out there, I'm sure that we will accommodate that. You know, it's nice to talk to investors that handle billion-dollar portfolios and give them the update on what's happening and have them on the sidelines. At some point, they'll be financiers, or they will certainly be buyers of the stock. So yeah, it's a great time. Is I haven't done very many podcasts in the last little while, but this one here I think is important, especially now that we've got some analysts that are following the company at least on a basis of the NDAs. But you know, I think they're excited, and that excites us. So yeah, it's a wonderful thing. And I don't know what to say any more than what you hear in the podcast. Just remember that they are seeking us out. We're not seeking them out. And we wouldn't have time anyway. But it's a good position to be in when you're being invited to talk to the clients of big firms, whether it be suppliers of black mass, suppliers of scrap, whether it be suppliers of financing down the road or buying down the road. It's all great. I mean, it's something that's came to us because we've dotted our I's and crossed our T's, and Cometco's done a fantastic job of pushing us up there. If you looked at the demonstration plant and the size of it now, you'd be astounded. It's much bigger. And it's just one of those things that just grows on you. It tells you that if you don't do it right, you know, this thing could you could flounder. And if you don't do it right, you can't keep the costs down. So yeah, that's kind of the way it looks right now, Jim. And you know, I wish that I could be more active, but that's impossible for me at this point. So yeah. I'll just put my word out to the shareholders who always look forward to the podcasts and let them know that things are happening that could result in what they're waiting for. And what they're waiting for is they're waiting for a burst in the price of the company, breakthroughs, that sort of thing. So, yeah, I think Amy is at the front of the crowd, and it's going to remain there. So, we've certainly got the interest. We've certainly got the, you know, this is a bad market, so people are not jumping in on a one show and tell. They're basically waiting, biding their time for when they feel the market is in the right position. And I think it's getting there. It's going to be there very soon. So it'll have definitely have a positive effect on the shares. And it should have a positive effect on the holdings of the shareholders. So that's kind of where we're at, Jim. I always have a whole bunch of stuff that I want to talk about, but you know, I'm just hitting the highlights. So that's kind of where we're at. You know, I think everybody is excited about these last few meetings, especially in Miami. So all I can say is, you know, so all we can do is feed them up the goods and let them make their own decisions. Although we'll give them good guidelines to work by.
Larry, when does that name change take place?
July 10th.
And what's the new name?
Recyclical. And that will make a big change around, especially when you have analysts looking and talking to you. You know, they don't want to put out an analyst report while you have the old name, because it'll get lost in the shuffle somewhere. So, I think that's going to be a big stepping stone for us after the AGM. So we go from there, Jim.
Larry, where can people get more information about American Manganese and where you trade it?
Well, they can go to our website at AmericanManganeseInc.com. They can get any information that they want. All the press releases are there. All the podcasts are there. Everything is there that they need. Any reports, they're all there. And so I would say that, you know, we keep the information flow out there pretty good. We have a great website that really is astounding. That we get nothing but comments and praise on that. So that's where you can find all the data out. We're traded on the Toronto Venture Exchange under the symbol AMY. We're traded in the U.S. on the QV board under the symbol AMYZF. And we're traded in Frankfurt under the symbol 2AM. And you can get any information you want by just Googling those symbols. And if you want to get a hold of the company, you can phone 778-574-4444. You can email me at LRAUGH@AMYMN.com.
Larry, thank you so much for the update.
You're welcome, Jim.
We've been speaking with Larry Ray, CEO and President of American Manganese. I'm Jim Goddard. Our conversation took place on May 27th.
Comments made on Company Showcase are an expression of opinion only and should not be construed in any manner whatsoever as recommendations to buy or sell any financial instrument at any time. Archived online at HowStreet.com. Company Showcase is a production of How Street Media Incorporated.